Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 27th day of Sivan, Tovshin, Pei Beis. Masechta Trumos, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Vav. Hamaktim Truma La Bikurim. What happens if a person gives Truma before Bikurim? Now, Bikurim is the new fruits. And that is the mitzvah. What one does is the farmer goes down to the field, the first pomegranate that becomes ripe, he ties it with a string, and he says, "These are bikurim." He does that with the first cluster of grapes that becomes ripe. So really, bikurim is already designated while it's still growing on the ground, and it's the first gift even before separating the truma. But what happens if a person did the other way around? He separated the truma before bikurim. How did he do that? Instead of designating the fruits of bikurim when it was growing, he first plucked the fruit, then separated truma, and then afterwards separated bikurim. Or ma'aser rishon l'truma, or if a person gave the first ma'aser before truma, which you can't do, allowed to do that. Or he put ma'aser rishon, he took the second tithe before l'rishon, before he did the first tithe. Ma'aser rishon goes to the levi. Ma'aser sheni, he takes himself up to Yerushalayim. So he took a ma'aser sheni first, designated it for taking up to Yerushalayim. Then he took the Ma'aser Rishon and he gave it to the Levi. Says the Mishnah, Afal Pishahu Oiver Beloisase, even though he has violated Eloisase of the Torah, which we'll soon see, Masha Osa Osoi. But nevertheless, what he has separated is valid. The Truma is a Truma, the Ma'aser is a Ma'aser, but what he has done is something wrong. Where's the problem? What's the loisasa? Shenamar, as it says in the pasuk, meleoscha v'dimacha loisa acher. Your fullness and your produce, you shall not delay. Now, rabbis learned that what does meleoscha, your fullness, mean? That refers to bikurim, when the fruits first become full, when they become first ripe. Dimacha is reference to truma. Some say because truma min haTorah only applies to wine and oil, and the grain. It can be given when it's as a liquid, which is in the form of wine and oil. Bikurim is only given in the form of dry fruit. So because of this, dimacha is referenced to truma. And the Torah says, loisa acher, you shall not delay, means you shall not separating what you should give first, second. Don't change the order from which the Torah says you shall give it in. Mishnah Zayin. And where do we know that Bikurim has to come before Truma? Says the Mishnah, Zekori Truma Vereshis, because at first glance it would seem that they're both called first. One's called Truma Reshis, Bikurim is called Truma in the book of in Devarim, as it says, Eis Trumas Yetchem. And rabbis learned Eile Bikurim, that refers to Bikurim. By Bikurim it says, the Kohen shall take the basket, Miyodcha, from your hand. They're also called reshis, as it says, reshis bikurei admoscha, the first of the fruits of your ground. Vezeh kore truma v'reshis. And so is truma, which is what's given to the kohen, not in the Beis HaMikdash, the truma that one gives to the kohen is also called truma reshis. Where do we find that? Because when it talks about truma, it says, ani hine nosati lecha es mishmeres terumoisoi, I've given you the charge of my trumas. And it also says, Reishis Tigoncha, Truma is also called the first of your grain. Well, if both Bikurim and Truma are given the titles Truma and Reishis, each one is called Truma and Reishis, why should Bikurim come first? Elabat, continues the Mishnah, Yikdumuha Bikurim, why does Bikurim take first priority? Why is it in the order of things? Why is it the first? Shehein Bikurim Lakor. Because the very word Bikurim implies that it should come first. Bikurim means first. Means the first fruits, Bikurim. First ripening. And that occurs immediately. The obligation to separate Bikurim occurs while it's still growing. Truma, however, is only beginning. The big obligation is only after it's been detached. Now, continues the Mishnah, Usruma l'rishon, Truma has to precede the first Ma'aser. Truma, which is given to the Kohen, precedes the Ma'aser Rishon, the first tenth, which is given to the Levi. Shehi Reishis, because the Torah refers Truma as Reishis, which means first. U Ma'aser Rishon, la sheni, and why is my solution come before sheni for the second one? Sheyesh boi reishis, because in meiser, in the meiser rishon, in the first 10% that you give to the levi, there is embedded in it trumas meiser, because the levi has to separate from his meiser a meiser, which we call trumas meiser. And since it's called reishis, the truma is called reishis, even the trumas meiser is called reishis, and it has in it the trumas meiser, in the meiser, therefore meiser rishon should come before meiser sheni. The first tithe that's given to the levi comes before the meiser sheni that the landowner takes up to Yerushalayim and eats.